This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Lies and disinformation.
Yeah!
It's Alex Jones.
It's my point of view. It's a fact. And you know it's true. Yeah, the CIA spying on you, so is the NSA. They say Trump should be impeached for saying it. I say God bless Trump for blowing this whole thing wide open. And God bless you for blowing it wide open, viewers and listeners. Believe me, the InfoWars audience, it isn't hype when I tell you, you're the tip of the spear, you're the wrecking ball, you're the blood and guts and the soul of this operation. So I salute you. I'll take a few more calls because Roger Stone is late getting to the microphone, so I'm not cutting into Roger's time, folks. I'm just here. You never know what a hit product is going to be. I knew this one. Kept waiting for years to get it just right. You were talking about this like 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Micro, ZX, any fungal, any yeast now available. This is going to sell out very, very quickly, but it's got so many ingredients that are organic. Hope we can get more back in soon.
Yeah, normally,
that's our biggest problem.
Whenever you take a supplement because you know you have something, but the problem with that we're dealing with today is nobody really knows that they have yeast overgrowth, or fungus overgrowth, or mold overgrowth. So you can just
so everyone is a precaution, especially in the South.
Yeah.
Or in really hot areas, you should take it.
It doesn't matter where you are. I mean, I guarantee you could probably test 9 out of 10 people, and they're going to have different types of mold and fungus and yeast in their body. And it's just another way to cleanse your body and reactivate your body's self-healing mechanism and get rid of that.
Why is it called MycoZX?
Well, myco is kind of a technical word for mycoplasm or mycofungus. You know, it's a fungus term. So
Let's go to Joel.
Where you came up with the ZX from, though.
Joel in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex, Dr. Group.
Hey, Joel.
A question for Dr. Group, wondering if the biome defense culture is mesophilic or is it thermophilic? Because I make cheese. I've got sheep and goats. I've made chèvre and yogurt with it, but if it's a thermophilic culture, I can make a lot different other variety of cheeses.
Yeah, I don't really have a detailed information on that for you yet.
What is he saying? You can make cheese with this stuff?
No, that's a good question. We've actually had some people doing some experimentation with that, and we actually have all of that in testing. And the reason a certified organic gum acacia. And when we mix the product, we're doing stability testing right now. We're doing some of those thermophilic tests right now to determine if some of the probiotics are more active than others with heat or cold. And there's a possibility that might not even need to be stored.
I'm not a rocket scientist, but if you're filled with all these bad bacteria, yeast and stuff, bomb yourself with the known good ones. I mean, right?
No, it's not necessarily known good ones, but it's select ones that you know that have been tested and studied that are hand-picked.
Like, sure, Joel, this is all above my pay grade. Well, what are you getting into exactly? You're talking about yogurt culture?
He's trying to be able to make culture. He's trying to use these probiotics to make, you know, because those are good sources of probiotics. Kombucha.
No, I got it. So he wants to make cheese and stuff with good probiotics.
That's what I'm getting, right, Joel?
Right, and I've actually tried it, and it comes out really good with the yogurt. It came out really nice and thick. The only thing is that it had a little bit of coloring because of the actual color of the probiotic, but I don't care about that. And the chèvre,
was it purple?
Compared to the normal chèvre culture, it had a little more of a sweet flavor to it, which was actually quite good.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's definitely not going to be anything that could be detrimental that I think would happen in there. I mean, ultimately, you're probably doing a good job in creating something that's going to be extremely beneficial to eat.
That's smart. Probiotic cheese and stuff.
That is.
I mean, I know, like, they say all the, like, sauerkraut stuff already is probiotic.
Yeah, there's just specific cultures, but to be able to experiment like that, I love what you're doing, Joel. I mean, that's...
All right, we're out of time. Thank you. I'm going to come and introduce Stone. He should be ready. And then that'll be it. Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock. Thank you, Dr. Group, for another amazing product.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
InfoWarsLive.com. Listeners, thank you for all your support. You are the InfoWar.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment, hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you, offering you the after-sale support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to Bailey.com or call 920-MACHINE and we'll send you a catalog. That's right, friend, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. That's B-A-I-L-E-I-G-H, Bailey, because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. So call 920-MACHINE or go to Bailey.com now and pick up your free catalog.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
From the InfoWars.com News Center, deep behind enemy lines in occupied Texas, broadcasting worldwide, you're listening to the voice of human resistance against the technotronic technology.
Roger Stone!
You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, you are listening to Alex Jones. We got the new liners for Roger to start airing next week when he does a show once a week. Might add a lot more shows here. Very exciting stuff coming up. Roger, you got a full hour of guests here, but since you just got in the seat, wow, almost 300,000 new jobs, Samsung coming back to the U.S., ExxonMobil, massive expansions in Texas and Louisiana. Meanwhile, the news is saying, Bloomberg, we need to impeach Trump because he claims there's surveillance going on when we now have the Vault 7 release proving everything we'd already reported. This is a crazy time to be alive. Roger Stone, where would you say we are politically in the history of man in 2017? Go ahead and take over.
Well, Alex, I'm going to take your advice next week because I think we could improve my segments with more political discussion, perhaps fewer guests, although I'm very pleased to have my guests with me today. Alex, I think we're on the cusp of the greatest single political scandal in American history. This makes Watergate pale in comparison. the compounded lies that are now devastating the establishment are interrelated. On the one hand, they clearly had the Republican candidate for president under surveillance, and at the exact same time, their rationale for doing so has been completely exposed as fraudulent and political. This could do to the Democratic Party what Watergate did to the Republican Party. It could have a devastating effect on the midterm elections, but I think very much like Watergate, Alex, it's going to take some time to get to the bottom of this. Remember, the Watergate break-in was in June. That November, Nixon carried 49 states, stonewalling against critics. It wasn't until almost a year and a half later that the entire Watergate cover-up collapsed. And that's how it will be here, in my opinion.
All I know is a month ago, the New York Times was bragging that they'd been surveilling Trump Tower and had all this stuff on Flynn. And then now they said they never did it. But I'm turning it over to you. You got a full slate of big guests today. Roger Stone, go ahead.
Alex, the New York Times turns out to be an unwitting handmaiden of the intelligence services. If you go back to their story on January 20th, and you go to their story several weeks ago, in both cases, they were central intelligence sources say that they have emails, financial transaction records, and telephone intercepts. Of course, the New York Times hasn't seen any of those. They haven't been produced for the American people to look at. And the Times just takes what the CIA says at face value. Given their track record of lying about torture in the Iraq War, lying about Benghazi, lying about rendition, lying about Iran-Contra, lying about weapons of mass destruction and Saddam Hussein, I don't know why anyone would believe them. And now the chickens are coming home to roost. Defense Intelligence Director for Obama coming out and saying that there was no spying and there was also no Russian infiltration into the Trump campaign is an attempt to defuse this. But I don't think that is going to work. And frankly, I think the entire Obama crew, as I wrote today at Stone Cold Truth, needs to be dragged in front of a grand jury to find out exactly what did happen.
Show's yours, Roger. You got your guests waiting.
Yes, indeed. So I would like to focus first on the question of John Brennan, the CIA director, because this, in my opinion, he is the focal point of the disinformation campaign. You might have noticed last week in several different media publications, he came out and said, "I am not the leaker. I am not the leaker." Well, in Washington, as you know, Alex, when somebody announces that they are not the leaker, that means they are the leaker. The man doth protest too much. And therefore, joining us today from the American Spectator, we have George Neumeyer, who has written a terrific piece because we have talked a great deal at InfoWars about John Brennan's incredible background, and we have wondered how he got, you know, into the position of being CIA director. Just for the record, according to his wiki biography, Mr. Brennan was an active supporter of the Communist Party candidate for President Gus Hall. And when I was on MSNBC only days ago, I was ridiculed for saying that Brennan in his younger days had been a communist. Thank you for joining us here, and we're delighted to have a fine representative of the American Spectator.
It's good to be with you. Thanks for having me.
So outline for us, if you would, this very important piece that you did that outlines, you know, the role of Mr. Brennan, who I believe is the linchpin, the chief conspirator in this effort to smear Donald Trump, and to make the case that there was something nefarious about his election when, in fact, it was the globalists who were seeking to thwart the Constitution, smear Trump, and steal this election for Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, that, he is the genesis of the government's investigation into the Trump campaign. He received a half-baked piece of intelligence from an intelligence agency in one of the Baltic states, probably Estonia. And he used that to convince Comey and Loretta Lynch and the rest of the intelligence community to pursue a FISA court warrant that would allow the U.S. government to intercept communications from Trump Tower.
Now, it is my understanding that the government first went to the FISA court in June. They asked for permission to wiretap to surveil Trump Tower. They also asked for surveillance of three U.S. citizens, yours truly, Paul J. Manafort, and, of course, Carter Page, whoever he is, some guy who managed to join a Trump issue advisory group. It's unclear whether the FISA court disallowed the tapping of Trump, but may have approved the surveillance of the three of us in June, or whether they turned down the entire request and only approved it in October. If that is the case, I think the clearest way for the president to clear the air on this entire matter is to order the release of all of the documents that were filed with the FISA court.
Yeah, that's right. And you'll notice that John Brennan has not said a word since Trump sent that tweet out on Sunday. You know, he's the person with the most information here, and he's said nothing. They've sent out Clapper because he doesn't know the whole story. It's almost like a repeat of the Susan Rice situation in Benghazi, where the Obama people send out the person with the least amount of information to deny the story.
Well, what's interesting, of course, is that the sequence of events here, I'm convinced, is the president gives an extraordinarily effective State of the Union address. He has wind in his sails. The intelligence community immediately leaks the Sessions meetings with the Russian ambassador in an attempt to break Trump's momentum. And then Donald Trump, who may be the single best political strategist in the country today on the basis of instinct, lays this on the Russians over the weekend, or I should say lays it on the intelligence services, regaining the initiative and changing the entire narrative so that Obama and the Obama administration are on defense and Trump is back on offense. This is a classic example of the brilliance of Donald Trump and his unique understanding of the news cycle and particularly our highly charged cable television networks that, of course, cover this stuff ad nauseum. Trump is on the attack. Freedom is on the attack. The globalists are now in decline. The fact that they sought these warrants based on no evidence, no probable cause, it is really extraordinary. As you know, George, it is very rare for a U.S. citizen to be the target of the FISA court. Generally speaking, the FISA court is used to wiretap foreign nationals within the United States. That has generally been the case. So I'm very curious to know whether the warrants were for Manafort and myself and Page were approved in June or approved in October. George, where do you think this story goes? I know the president has called for a congressional inquiry. I'm not sure that that's the best avenue, in all honesty. I think there's a high probability that such an inquiry would get highly politicized. And you'd have mindless fools like Elijah Cummings, who continues to insist that there is evidence, that there is proof, when, of course, there is none. Where do you think this goes?
Well, I think, as you were saying, there the people responsible for these leaks, now, we've been hearing for 6 months now that the government has been investigating Trump's campaign Russia ties.
Now, you know, George, I'm going to have to break you there. We'll come right back. We are going to go to a break here. And I want to remind people to hit the InfoWars store for the important products there that pay for this broadcast and this effort to bring the American people the truth. The truth.
This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath, in the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers. They bought a 95-year-old German blade factory. And they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with five German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 3434. That's harrys.com, code 3434, to get your free trial set.
Are you living with a growing prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? Problems with a growing prostate don't go away on their own. So you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. A recent survey of Super Beta Prostate users shows that over 86% of men report waking less frequently to use the bathroom. With Super Beta Prostate, you could have less urge to urinate and an improvement in your romantic life. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-487-7242. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-487-7242. That's 1-800-487-7242.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
I want to return to George Neumeier of the American Spectator on the subject of CIA Director John Brennan. Where we left it off was trying to determine where this inquiry will go next, whether it will be a congressional investigation that ultimately brings the Obama crew down or whether perhaps Jeff Sessions will impanel a grand jury and pull the various Obama administration officials, such as Loretta Lynch, Obama himself, of course, the director of Central Intelligence, John Brennan, Ash Carter, the defense secretary. So, George, where do you think this goes? I cut you off at the end of the last segment.
Yeah, I think either scenario that you sketched there is plausible. But I think the bottom line is, as you were saying, this is going to boomerang back on the criminal leakers. And I think the criminal leakers around John Brennan, and maybe even Brennan himself, are the most vulnerable here, because it's going to come out that they went to their stenographers in the press, like David Ignatius at Washington Post, and they gave them information that was a violation of the law. And I think Trump will ultimately be vindicated in terms of we'll find out that at the very least, a U.S. government investigation into Trump Tower was initiated. And that John Brennan was the instigator of it on the basis of phony intelligence from one of these Baltic countries.
It would be ironic, of course, if the FISA court warrant approval gives the administration a rubric of legality. That would not change the fact that the leak regarding General Flynn and Russia, the leak regarding the FISA court's warrants themselves regarding Manafort and I, just those leaks are, as you know, a felony. Punishable by no less than 10 years in prison. So, at the end of the day, as Harry Truman said, the buck stops here. And the ultimate responsibility, whether Barack Obama ordered the break-in, or I should say the surveillance or not, is really immaterial. Assuming that his Justice Department ordered it, which I think is probable, he is parsing words in a lawyer-like way to say that, oh, I didn't order it, I think is disingenuous at best. And then the late collusion of Hillary Clinton, who a week before the election says that computer scientists have determined that there is a server in Trump Tower that is in touch with the Russians, well, clearly, she has been tipped off by the Central Intelligence Agency. This makes Watergate look like child's play in terms of the unconstitutional and, in fact, evil intents of the entire operation. Again, we surveilled the Republican candidate for president based on a Hillary Clinton campaign press release. And that's it. That is their proof, folks, and that is not proof at all.
And if you go back and you look at the BBC story, which was one of the stories that has served as the basis of all this discussion, it says that they got the information from a U.S. senior intelligence community member. And in that paragraph, it says that John Brennan started all of this with information from an intelligence agency in a Baltic country. So how did that BBC reporter get that piece of information? It had to come from either Brennan himself or somebody around Brennan.
It is extraordinary that the Trump administration has not moved in a speedier fashion to replace the many second and third level bureaucrats who are, still infecting these agencies. That's where the leaks are coming. So the administration has a double problem now. Leaks out of the departments from Obama loyalists, and then some limited leaks from his own White House from the establishment Republicans there that he has hired. Now, Washington, as you know, has always been obsessed with leaks and leaking, but they have rarely found the perps because, of course, the news media continues to protect them. In any event, I thank you, George Neumeyer, for joining us here on Infowars.com, and we'll be right back to talk about the largest burgeoning scandal in American political history.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 6 other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome back to InfoWars. I'm Roger Stone, sitting in for the great Alex Jones. We are in the midst of the greatest single political scandal in American history. We see the globalists' attempts to steal the election from Donald J. Trump crumbling before our very eyes. We are privileged to be alive at this time, but as we have seen, the mainstream media has grabbed the narrative of the government. The LA Times this weekend insisting on page one that Donald Trump is wrong, that there was no surveillance. This is why InfoWars is so important. This is why this inexorable quest for truth and quality investigative reporting deserves your support. And the best place you can do that, of course, is by going to the InfoWars.com store. Now, among the other fine items that you can purchase are my book, The Making of the President 2016, there is an outstanding offer that anyone who purchases through InfoWars rather than, say, Amazon or some other outlet, will get a personally signed copy. I have provided signatures for 4,600 books so far. My hand hurts, but you can get a great price on this book. You can help the fight for freedom. You can help finance the first-rate investigative reporting. It's being done at InfoWars by going to the site and getting your copy there. Now, I'm going to be joined by a guest I had on the Stone Cold Truth radio show this past weekend. He is CIA whistleblower. I'm going to mispronounce your name here. John Curcato, I guess it is, who was very articulate and impressed me quite a bit on the show, which is why I asked him to be with us here today. And, of course, what we want to talk about is Vault 7. That's right, folks. Thanks to WikiLeaks, once again, the deep state's tactics and their ability to manipulate is there for all Americans to see. So welcome to InfoWars. John, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Roger. Thanks for having me.
So outline for our listeners who in the bustle of their everyday responsibilities may not be fully aware of what Vault 7 has exposed.
Vault 7 really is a very dramatic revelation, a very dramatic exposure of what the CIA has been up to between 2013 and 2016. That's Barack Obama's second term. Remember, the most transparent president in American history. Well, apparently the most transparent president in American history had ordered the CIA to develop hacks into the iPhone, into the Google Android phone, into the Samsung Smart TV, and even into our cars' computer systems. Now, if you're an intelligence service and you're going after a hostile power, that's all great. If you're going after a terrorist group or you're trying to target the Iranians or the North Koreans, that's great. But what we don't know and what many of us suspect is that the CIA was using this technology or these technologies to target American citizens. And for all we know, they may have even used this technology to target then candidate Donald Trump.
It appears that way. It really should not be any surprise that that your handheld device, that your television set, that so many of these electronic devices that we have in our homes and offices can be converted by the government to be listening devices. On the advice of an intelligence professional almost 2 years ago, when I'm having a particularly confidential conversation with, say, Alex Jones or someone else, I will turn the phone off and actually place it in another room. Now, some of my colleagues have told me that that's crazy. That's paranoia. No, I think it's technological reality.
No, I'll tell you, that's not good enough. That's not good enough. When I was at the CIA, and I'm talking about 10, 15, even 20 years ago, when I was at the CIA, it wasn't good enough to shut the phone off or put it into another room, because the CIA can remotely activate the phone so that it looks like it's off, but it's still functioning as a microphone. So what we would do until the days when you could no longer take the battery out of a phone, if you couldn't take the battery out, you would put it in a freezer and close the freezer or refrigerator for that matter, or leave the phone in your car, because the CIA from anywhere in the world, whether it's Langley, Virginia or somewhere overseas, they can activate that phone and activate the phone's camera and can record your whole conversation without you even realizing that the device is on.
It seems to me that we've had a never-ending trail of the Central Intelligence Agency getting caught with misdeeds and lies, being dragged before the Congress and swearing they're really sorry, they'll never do it again. Then they go back to Langley, and of course nothing ever, ever changes. Mm-hmm. I think the president would be wise to clean house at the CIA as soon as possible. I was rather surprised that in the inaugural week he went out to Langley and kissed their derriere. I would not have done so. They are the enemy. They are the tip of the spear for the globalists. And frankly, as they brought John Kennedy down, as they undermined Richard Nixon, they have every intention of undermining and delegitimizing this president.
And keep in mind, Roger, that this is still very much Barack Obama's CIA. These people who rose to the senior most levels of the CIA over the past 8 years did so under President Barack Obama. They served under John Brennan. They served under David Petraeus. They served under his name escapes me now. Obama's first CIA director, Leon Panetta. So these guys, while they're career intelligence officers, they came of age under Barack Obama. Now, Jimmy Carter, who was one of the most wildly unpopular presidents inside the CIA, was unpopular for a reason. And it was because he cleaned house. He got rid of a lot of the people who had been caught by the Church Committee committing assassinations and spying on Americans and doing all the things that the law of the land says the CIA should not be doing. What he ended up doing was firing literally hundreds of senior operations officers in something called the Friday Night Massacre. People at the CIA still talk about the Friday Night Massacre. The truth of the matter is, every once in a while, you need to carry out a massacre at the CIA because the organization becomes too politicized, it becomes too polarizing, and it ends up working against the interests of the president and the country, and you have to clean house.
Well, as you'll recall, after Jimmy Carter appointed Stansfield Turner, the admiral, as the head of the CIA, most of those who were canned in the massacre could later be found over at the George Bush for President headquarters in Virginia. And, of course, almost all of them would make their way back into the agency after President Ronald Reagan made the mistake of letting George Bush control the intelligence agencies, essentially gave him the intelligence portfolio for the Reagan years. The abuses at the CIA are legion. No one ever seems to go to jail. No one ever really gets fired. As you know, President John F. Kennedy threatened to smash the agency
into a million
thousand different pieces.
Yes.
Which I believe played a major role in his ultimate murder. I think it is a factor based on the Bay of Pigs and the Cuban Missile Crisis in which the CIA undermined Kennedy. And if you read my book, The Man Who Killed Kennedy, The Case Against LBJ, I think I make a compelling case, as did James Douglas in his book, John F. Kennedy and the Unspeakable, that the CIA is indeed complicit right there. So the real question, I'm going to ask you the same thing I asked George Niemeyer from American Spectator, because as a CIA veteran, you have, I think, a good perspective on these things. Where does this go from here? Do you think a congressional inquiry will help us get at the truth? Or will this become a political circus? And should we have a judicial proceeding in which I think now that Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General, has recused himself, I think prematurely, he still would have the authority to appoint a special prosecutor, somebody of impeccable integrity with a pristine reputation, impanel a grand jury, and begin bringing the Obama security apparatus bosses in front of the grand jury one by one to find out what really happened here.
And that is exactly my position. I don't trust Congress with this at all. And I think it's because Congress has proven, really, since the middle 1980s, to be a little more than cheerleaders for the CIA. Dianne Feinstein, for example, when she was the chairman of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, did nothing to stop CIA malfeasance in all the years that she headed that committee. The same thing has happened under Republican leadership. It seems that for whatever reason, members of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence and the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence see their jobs as that of just supporting CIA operations. We don't need any outside bodies to be supporting CIA operations right now. We need an organization that can find the truth, that can get to the facts, and determine what, if any, crimes were committed. And I think the only way to do that is with a special prosecutor impaneling a grand jury. I agree with you on that 100%.
Well, it would certainly put so many in the intelligence network in a position where they could no longer dissemble for fear of a perjury charge.
If you look back through history, it's only perjury charges and charges of contempt of Congress that have foiled CIA officers in the past. If you go all the way back to the 70s, it's those two charges that have wrapped people up.
You're absolutely right. I'm thinking of the Defense Intelligence Director, James Clapper, under Barack Obama. As you know, he already got caught lying to Congress about how much metadata was being kept on American citizens. 26 senators co-signed a letter accusing him of perjury. One senator demanded his resignation. The House leadership of the Intelligence Committee was in open revolt over his lies. Why should we now suddenly believe Mr. Clapper when he tries to make this all go away with an incredible double whammy of, well, we weren't surveilling the president, and there is no evidence that the Trump campaign was in touch with the Russians. This is an attempt to close the barn door after the horses have already escaped. He has already made this mess. The ashes of Langley are going to come crashing down around his head, and there's nothing now, I think, that they can do about it. This is inexorable as Nixon's men being caught and being tied back to the Watergate break-in. It is only a matter of time.
I say all the time that the CIA told us that they were not torturing prisoners. There was no torture program. That was a lie. The CIA said that there was no secret prison system being run outside the U.S. judiciary. That was a lie. The CIA said that they were not sending prisoners to third countries to undergo torture. That was a lie. The CIA said that it was the Russians that hacked the U.S. election and practically installed Donald Trump. Absolutely zero evidence that any of that was true. But now they want us to just take their word for it, that they're not spying on Americans and that they weren't spying on Donald Trump. Well, my view is, every time a CIA leader opens his mouth, he's lying. So why in the world would we believe him now?
Yeah, put it another way, how can you tell they're lying at the CIA? Their lips are moving. No, I think that you are, you're exactly right. The president, however, needs to clean house. You have an analogous situation at the FBI. Why he has allowed Mr. Comey, who covered up for the Clintons in the Sandy Berger affair, covered up for the Clintons in the Mark Rich affair, covered up for the Clintons in their initial illegal server controversy, where incredibly he slices and dices all of the things Hillary did in violation of the law and then announces that she won't be prosecuted.
That's right.
That in itself tells you that by Election Day, when he first on Thursday said he was reopening the investigation based on 650,000 additional new emails, and then on Sunday night, I believe it was, says, well, folks, we went through all 750 or 650. There's nothing there. Mr. Comey has worn out his credibility. He has no more public credibility. It is time for Donald Trump to make Judge Jeanine Pirro the head of the FBI. She was a distinguished prosecutor with a reputation for integrity. And I guarantee you she's one tough lady, someone I've known for, geez, I guess, 30 years, going back to her days as the Westchester County district attorney, she could clean up the agency. Of that, I have no doubt.
And I also have no doubt that the American people would rally around the president if he initiated a change like that, not just at FBI, but also at CIA. You know, these constant accusations and innuendos are exhausting. not just for those of us here in Washington, but for Americans all across the country. The president can put that to rest and can really put his foot down by getting rid of these malcontents and starting fresh.
Well, the agencies have no credibility with the American people. They have worn out their welcome. I am afraid, however, that they will have a certain number of bureaucrats who have burrowed in to the structure there, and that we will never get rid of them. They are careerists. That does not make them non-neocons, of course. It doesn't mean that they are part of the problem. But the president, President Trump, is inheriting a mess in both of the major intelligence agencies, a mess in which the American people no longer believe anything coming out of the agencies. When you consider all of the problems that he has to face, and he is taking on, again, like the Republican Party, what is a hostile takeover of the federal government. So our prayers are with him. I hope he will listen to this broadcast and clean house at Langley. Thank you so much, John, for joining us here at Infowars.com. Helping us spread the truth and the facts about the Obama effort to subvert the 2016 election.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment, hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you, offering you the after-sale support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to Bailey.com or call 920-MACHINE and we'll send you a catalog. That's right, friend, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. That's B-A-I-L-E-I-G-H, Bailey, because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. So call 920-MACHINE or go to Bailey.com now and pick up your free catalog.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-319-4062. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-319-4062. That's 1-800-319-4062. 1-800-319-4062.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride.
Welcome back to InfoWars. I'm Roger Stone, putting in my service here for my friend Alex Jones. Very good news today out of the Trump administration in the nomination of Rick Grenell who served at the UN as the public spokesman under President George W. Bush, to be our NATO ambassador. Grinnell was among those who was most effective as a surrogate for Donald Trump, not after the convention, but from the very beginning. Grinnell is extremely knowledgeable. Despite his Bush association, Grinnell is a believer in American sovereignty, in American power, in American exceptionalism, and he understands his role in NATO in thwarting the ambitions of the globalists. So in a week in which, sadly, Anthony Scaramucci from Skybridge Capital, who was marked as the man to be public liaison for the Trump White House, was dumped for a Bush quisling, which was a setback for those who believe in the Trump cause and the Trump agenda, Trump comes back and doubles down in spades with the outstanding appointment of Rick Grinnell. This is good news for every American who wants to ensure that the Trump administration stays loyal and true to the Donald J. Trump agenda. I would be remiss if I didn't remind you one more time to go to the Infowars.com store. There's a couple products that I have to speak about. First of all, there is the Hillary Clinton for Prison t-shirt, 2017 t-shirt, which I predict will end up in the Smithsonian with the Hillary for Prison 2016 t-shirt. There's the Trump-Pence 2012-20 t-shirt, which I think is political genius. And the one I saw most at the inauguration, Trump is my president, the red t-shirt. Now, these t-shirts play an important role in two ways. Yes, by buying them, you help to financially support InfoWars. But in truth, it's not the $2 or $3 that InfoWars gets when you buy the shirt. More importantly, you become a walking billboard for your ideals. You become a walking advertisement for our quest to beat back the globalists and restore American sovereignty and American greatness. So not only should you buy these t-shirts for your family, for yourself, give them to your associates at work who are copacetic, give it to your extended family. This is how we break the mainstream blackout of real news. This is how we use guerrilla tactics, some of the oldest tactics going back to P.T. Barnum, if you will, to recreate and repeat endlessly our arguments. Trump-Pence 2020. I think it's a great idea, and frankly, at the rate that Trump is going, he may solve most of our problems in his first term. Despite the fact that he has had a number of establishment Republicans appointed to the White House staff and appointed to certain departments, he has remained steadfastly true to the agenda he laid out for us in the last election. Now, today comes news that the Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin, cannot get the staff of liberal Democrats and others that he wants to empower at Treasury approved by the White House. If Reince Priebus is holding up some Treasury Department appointees because they are not Republicans, never mind loyal, well then, for the first time, my hat would be off to Mr. Priebus. Personnel is policy. And we cannot assume that down the road, some of those hires will attempt to subvert the Trump agenda. Thanks for joining us here at InfoWars.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.